It finally feels like it might be summer. And I was reminded this week, thinking about the waters of baptism, of going to camp as a kid. I went to Sparrow Lake Camp, and every evening they had a short vesper service, not too long, not too ambitious, and we'd sit in the woods on logs, short little logs, sing a few songs, hear a poem or some words to reflect on, and then most people went back to their cabins to get ready for whatever the evening activity was. But depending on your camp counselors, they might ask if anyone in your cabin wanted to go and sit on the rock by the lake, which was just past the woods that we were in for our vespers, and just sit there for a few minutes. And any time that I had the chance, I'd go and sit on those rocks and look out over the water as the evening began to set. So often we associate water with an experience of peace. And as a child, those moments sitting by the lake were some of the moments I was most aware of God's presence. That beauty and love that is a part of all created things, but often needs us to be still for a moment so that we can pay attention to it in the midst of our busy lives. Water is a beautiful symbol for baptism because it is everywhere. It's within us. It's in the rain and the clouds. We see it in our taps and our lakes and the oceans, if we're lucky enough to visit them. Sometimes we take water for granted in a place like Canada. We might have heard the story on the news about the drought being experienced in Chennai in India. The entire city no longer has groundwater. We might remember the story last year about a drought in South Africa. We realize that sometimes we take water for granted, drinking water for granted, because of our fortune, but not because we as a people are taking care of it. So water is precious because it reminds us of God's love everywhere. Yet there are times when that water feels distant, when we feel parched and thirsty and long to drink from that water. The psalm invites us to imagine that feeling. The Jewish people were a desert people. They didn't take water for granted. And so this song describes yearning for God's love, God's presence, as yearning for water, yearning for a drink. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Water is the most precious thing. And we use water in baptism to symbolize God, God's love, God's presence, God's care for each of us. We use water because water symbolizes life. It's what makes life possible. It's what nourishes us when we are parched. What allows us to remember that we're not alone when we feel lonely. What keeps us going when the day seems long or too hot. So we're invited to reflect on the water that we long for. That water that makes up our bodies. In physical, practical terms, and as God's love and God's presence, which exists within each one of us here and within all people that we meet. We use different words to describe God, to understand God. knowing that God is well beyond any of our definitions, descriptions, or understandings. So we use words like water or like spirit. We use words like love and source of life. And we're reminded that that's what we long for. That's what all of us, in all of us, longs for. Water, life, love, connection. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, he reminds us that in baptism, what we receive is community, is connection with one another. We come as different people, with different dreams and desires and skills and identities. And in baptism, we are reminded that we are all connected with each other. We rely on one another. We are part of the same community that's not just the people gathered here today, but the same community that exists outside on the streets and stretches around the world, in South Africa and India and every other place, every place where people long for love and for life and for peace. The good news is that water is everywhere. We have the ability to pay attention to it, to be good stewards of it, to share that love with one another in the practical ways and in the ways that are expressed through our actions and our words and our spirits. So beside these waters, we give thanks for all life, and particularly today for Kirby and Quinn and Thomas and William and Barrett, and for all of the ways they will receive and share water, life, and love with others. Amen.